The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Martin Luther King, and wishing you all the best on this Martin Luther King Day. Here it is, January 20th, 2020, on AM 970, The Answer, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe Piscopo and Frankie Morano and Al Gattullo and Debbie Duhame. Thank you, Debbie. You're ready for drive time players. John Burnett's going to join us. Jen Kern's on the show. Gianna Valente as well. And just acknowledging Dr. King on this day. Everybody else is off. We are working today, and it's nice because we get the chance to tell everybody. You know, we went through that generation of the 60s. I said this an hour ago during our intimate hour. Is that, man, we were there. The boomers were there. Everybody, you know, hey, boomer, hey, boomer, hey, boomer. You know, let me tell you something. The boom, what we went through, and we didn't go to, we did, Vietnam was our war, you know. So, and a big tip of the hat to all the Vietnam veterans out there. We love you. But the greatest generation fought the Second World War. They had to go through all of that. They had to go through the Great Depression, you know. And then we kind of were like kind of the, some of us, speak for myself, were the spoiled brats of the greatest generation, you know. And we started experiencing all the great things of the United States of America. And out of nowhere, then the racial strife, and probably it needed to be done in the early 60s. And yeah, John Kennedy at LBJ down there, kind of why I was a Democrat at the time, because I liked the way, you know, there was the Civil Rights Act that you had to pass. And then. You know, they just acknowledged the racism in the country, and it was that. But again, I think the House and the Senate were Republican at the time, I believe. So, but in any case, it was how they went ahead, and it was then you see Martin Luther King was a great leader, and he would march, and it was all about peace, and it was great to see. Then John Kennedy gets assassinated. Then Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King gets assassinated. Then Bobby. It's like, oh man, what we went through, right? So when they tell us we're racist, you don't know this, you don't know that, you old, hey boomer, you old person, I'm thinking, hey, we've been through it, don't call me racist, don't tell me, I understand what we have to do, what needs to be done. Oh goodness gracious. So it's nice to acknowledge the man that tried to keep the peace and just died so violently, unfortunately, Martin Luther King. So we remember him fondly, and just remembering, somebody just tweeted out, and you're right, love will conquer all. Oh, by the grace of God, when you see what's happening in Washington, sometimes you just doubt that, right? 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, the impeachment fiasco will happen tomorrow. That's gonna happen tomorrow. I must say, like I talked to Rick Klein, I'm a political junkie. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. I just love, I told you that when I was doing Grease on Broadway, whenever it was, 20 years ago, whatever it was. And I remember I would wake up and then there would be politics, and that's when CNN started to break and Fox News started to break. And I'm watching all the politics. Something wrong with me, because I kind of hope that witnesses are called. The only thing I'm not going to be able to take is Adam Schiff again talking to the Senate. This man is, you know what? I just have trouble watching him and Gerald Nadler and Nancy Pelosi, because all they do is whine. They've not said one thing. And did you see, when you see, And now the 49ers are in the Super Bowl, and you know, big shout out to the Niners for winning, but to the Kansas City Chiefs, my buddy Walter White watching over the Kansas City Chiefs. You know that was happening, and it's going to be a great Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. But Nancy Pelosi, when you see what's happening, and Maria Bartiromo was in San Francisco, see Tucker Carlson in San Francisco, you see what's happening. Sean Hannity's been talking about it. Look at the homeless in Los Angeles and San Francisco, run by these Democrats that are impeaching the president. Could someone say that other than me and those, you know, the folks maybe who might be conservative or at least are common sense broadcasters on Fox News? Nothing is said about it. Nancy Pelosi is going after this president. She goes on Bill Maher. And Bill said, they said she did a fist bump. Really, it was Bill Maher was saying, thanks for holding off the impeachment till we went back on the air, you know, after the winter break. So that was kind of funny. And then she fist bumped Bill Maher. But, oh, what happened to the solemn tone? We're so solemn, handing out pens, laughing. And Chris Wallace was, I tell you, I know you disagree with Chris sometimes, as I do, when he goes after the president. But he really was very objective, went after the Democrats in a big way, saying, you were saying it was solemn. Well, what are you handing out pens for? Why were you so gleefully handing out pens? That was so weird. The whole thing was weird. And then Dana Perino says that was so funny, how when they walked the articles of impeachment over from the House to the Senate, they're walking. You know what? All they had to do, the reason they walked, because the framers said you should walk it over, because there was no email. There was no email. You would walk it over. That's the way you delivered a message. You know, and then they didn't do it with the Clinton impeachment. Now they're going to walk it over and they make a whole fiasco and the press goes hook, line, and sinker. It's an embarrassment. But I hope kind of they call witnesses, because I don't know if they say witnesses, let's say Democrats want witnesses, because you know why? Their case was so frail in the House. This is what's happening. And so now they feel, oh, well, we're going to need witnesses now. And like Lindsey Graham said so astutely yesterday, look, the House had its chance. They blew it. Don't look for us to make up for your mistakes, he said in so many words. And he's right. But I there's something in me, forgive me, that wants to see. They're going to call John Bolton, sure. Then we call Hunter Biden. Then you call Joe Biden. You could call Barack Obama. Man, I would call Hillary in. I would open it all up. I would just open it. And then, you know what? And Frankie, correct me if I'm wrong, 11 minutes. 7-Eleven. See how I go to you with that lucky number? I'm going to bring you good luck now, buddy. I'm telling you. And a good morning, Frank and Alice here. And good morning, guys. So do you think that President Trump will testify? He could, technically.
He
loves that. I'll tell you, if we find out there's 50 million people watching, watch for the president.
I cannot imagine any scenario in which Donald Trump will subject himself to questioning from people like Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin.
Yeah, because there would have to be a cross examination. Yeah, he couldn't just plead his case.
There's no way in a million years that I see that.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to see it though. Donald Trump against those guys. Because to me, they're all like amateurs. They've been in office for 40 years. They don't know. And the president would just rip them up.
I can't handle the level of grandstanding that would be involved in Elizabeth Warren questioning Donald Trump.
Good
or
point.
Kirsten
good point.
Gillibrand. I just. Good point.
Don't you think,
do
though, the man, well,
Cory
Booker, President Trump's in there, like, I got to do it. Alan, the professor.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like Donald Trump's having a difficult time getting the media and the public to focus on whatever he wants to talk about. All he has to do is tweet something crazy, and then the focus of the whole world is on whatever he says. It's not as if he needs to testify at the impeachment trial in order to remain relevant.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right about that. It's going to be interesting. And he put Professor Dershowitz. How cool is that? I guess Avi, my dear friend, Avi may come on the show, maybe.
Yes. I think that he will this
cool
week.
How cool is that? Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out his impeachment schedule, but yeah, I think he will come on this week.
Great.
And the interesting thing, and I think it's a stellar choice, but the interesting thing about Professor Dershowitz is a lot of Republicans and a lot of people in the Trump orbit did not want him to add Dershowitz to his legal team because of the Jeffrey Epstein matter. There's already some concern that because Trump was friendly at certain times of his life with Jeffrey Epstein, that maybe he doesn't want to add Epstein's lawyer and a guy that's been named as one of the Epstein co-conspirators. But Trump, as he so often does, didn't care what anybody else said. And he said, yeah, I'm adding it.
But don't forget, the president, the then citizen, Donald J. Trump, kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago because of the shenanigans. So we understand that. But you're right. Just any taint of a thought of that. But Nobody, and Arthur Idala will tell you this, who was a student of Alan Dershowitz, nobody knows the Constitution. But and if you watch Professor Dershowitz, he was on ABC, he was on CNN, or I think he was on ABC. He's meticulous in his approach. He goes, look, it's just abuse of power, obstruction of Congress. There's nothing here. You can't impeach on it. He's so good at what he does.
You know, I don't even like discussing the impeachment situation.
I hear you.
Again, if you don't like Donald Trump, there's an election in less than 10 months. Don't vote for him.
But why?
It's such a gigantic waste of time.
And they have nobody that could go up against him. And the people that can possibly go up and maybe beat him, they won't even let him show up.
Well, it's very interesting, as you were talking to Rick Klein about the New York Times endorsement this week. Weekend for the Democratic primaries, they did something that I've never seen. I didn't even know that you could do. They've endorsed two candidates for the Democratic nomination, Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. Now, let's say, I think the whole notion of newspaper endorsements is a little anachronistic. I don't even see what purpose it serves these days. But let's say you're somebody that really takes what the New York Times editorial page says seriously.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with that information? Vote for both of them. Vote for one of them. It's so silly. It's so dumb.
It's so true. I love that. Then you were the first I heard in the media. It was after people really didn't catch that after comment. You know, Elizabeth Warren going over to Bernie so much. We were one of the first to play it anyway. And now it's like catching on the after comment of the Democratic debate. Elizabeth Warren wouldn't shake Bernie's hand. And you lied on that.
But did you just call me a liar on national television?
Yeah. And so Bernie, what I don't. I'm a pathological liar. The president's a pathological liar. Bernie stammered. I love it. And then, you know, it's our moment. But of course, the weekend unfolded, so everybody was on it. But with Tom Steyer going over there and just going, "Hey, Bernie, how are you?"
Yeah. Thanks.
That was like the equivalent of me going, getting shushed by my agent, or me, Huey Lewis. It was a Huey
That's
Lewis.
That's exactly
moment.
What I was going
to
say.
When Huey Lewis came over to me at Saturday Night Live, I, it's the end of it. Oh man, can't make it up. The only thing is, I see the phone calls 877-970-2999. You're more than welcome to join us on the soiree on our Balance of Nature phone lines. But I wanted to soiree Mary the K. Is that right?
Yeah.
We got to give. I'm going to give. There's so many great little catchphrases.
Today is National Disc Jockey Day.
Is it really? Thank you.
And it's National Cheese Day, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, thank you. But soiree. The Gita with the Heater, Jerry Blavitt in Philadelphia. Gita with the Heater, the boss with the sauce. I thought that was Don Gannon in Philadelphia, WIBG, Wibbage. But the boss was Jerry Blavitt, you know. Heikki Musabi, Dan Ingram, you know. Great little catchphrases that I will fall into paying homage to some great folks.
You can't forget Martin Block and the Make-Believe Ballroom.
Oh, Martin. Look, only you would admit. Everybody would know William B. Williams. I knew William B. Williams. Martin Block, I knew from my dad telling me before William B. Williams, there was Martin Block. He was the guy who started Make-Believe Ballroom.
Right. He was kind of the father of modern-day disc jockeyism.
He was. Martin Block was. Yeah. Yeah. Back in 1940s, had to be 50s?
Yeah, right around there. Yeah. The late 40s.
But I did want to acknowledge authorities in Hawaii are still trying to account for a gunman who killed two Honolulu police officers. Police say the two officers were met with gunfire after responding to a call after a stabbing at a home. Now, let me stop right there. You see what I'm talking? When I support law enforcement, they hear, look, there's a stabbing in a house. You're a cop. You're going to go over there. You put your life in your hands every second. And this is why I always appreciate and have immense respect for law enforcement. Now, going on to rehear, the suspect is believed to have stabbed his landlord when she tried to evict him and then shot the police officers who responded to the call, killing them both. I mean, these cowards, these sick creatures, these cockroaches out there. The suspect then set fire. That was me. That was my comment. The suspect then set fire to the house, which spread to six other houses. Look at it, completely destroying them. Three people remain unaccounted for following the incident, including the suspected gunman. Authorities believe he may have died in the fire. So rest in peace to the officers, and thank you for putting your lives on the line. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let me say hi to Professor Finch, kind enough to call this early in the morning before we break. Charlie, good morning. Great to have you with us. What's on your mind this Martin Luther King Day?
Well, Murray, the case, submarine race watchers only, which we won't interpret on a family show, but as a boy, I knew the guy who wrote the "I Have a Dream" speech, Dr. King's consigliere, Bayard Rustin. He was my Uncle Roy Finch's best friend.
Wow.
He was under the radar because he was a gay man during that era,
yeah,
and a big supporter of Israel. Let's not also forget that Dr. King's father, a conservative, Daddy King, was assassinated 10 years after his son in Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, yeah, at the pulpit. Does AOC understand any of this history?
Yeah.
And by the way, Joe, do you know what AOC stands for us Piscopo fans?
Uh-oh, what's that?
Your beautiful daughters, Allie, Olivia, and Charlie.
Yeah,
onward and forward.
Charlie. Yeah, man. At 19 and after 7, thank you,
just
Charlie.
To correct the record, yeah, Martin Luther King Sr. was not assassinated.
He
lived a long life until the 1980s. His wife, however, was assassinated 10 years after
his wife
Martin
was.
Luther
all
King
right,
was.
All right. Yeah, but just the violence of it all.
After.
Just the violence of it all. It's just here's a man who came in Martin Luther King and tried to just bring peace and love in a Gandhi-like way. And what he did, the leaps and bounds they made for the African-American community back in the 60s. I wish we could just join together now. And it's ironic that the one guy is, like Charlie said, a conservative, is Donald J. Trump, doing more for the black community than any president has done up to this point. And we'll get into that too. And John Burnett will join us. Founder and CEO of One Empire Group. And he will join us. Former Republican candidate for New York City Comptroller. Co-chairman of the New York State Republican Party's Public Affairs and Policy Committee. John will join us momentarily. And you always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie, good morning to you. Always great to have you with us. How you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing okay. And how are you? Did you have a good weekend, by the way, Joe?
I did. I kind of relaxed on Saturday, which is interesting.
Okay.
I never do. I ran all my errands, and then I crashed toward the end of the day. I should have been out on a hot day, but what was I doing? Reading Mike Lindell's book.
That's okay. You know, it's good to have
Otis.
That downtime.
Me and Otis. 21 after 7. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. On this Dr. Martin Luther King Day, we do have alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. It's busy on the outbound Gowanus, getting down by the Prospect. It's an accident in the right lane. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up through the Prospect. It's going to be stop and go for you on the LIE West at Junction Boulevard, but they just cleaned up an accident. Looks like a stalled vehicle, though, right by Woodhaven Boulevard here on the LIE. Over on Canal Road by Main Street, getting into South Boundbrook, all lanes just reopened. That accident investigation was just cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume right now on Rumsey Road, getting up through Yonkers, with an accident just cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 32. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 34. Sunny Wednesday with a high of 38 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Kevin McCullough won't pin Trump for the Iranians shooting down that plane.
When is Nancy Pelosi going to make a speech about these guys shooting down a civilian airline by mistake? You can't blame Trump for this. He didn't even respond to the missiles. You can't blame America for this.
Listen to Kevin McCullough Radio on AM 970, The Answer. Speaker Pelosi, weeknights at 5, with specialaries Wednesdays at 4.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Asian shares are mixed, and in Europe, they're mostly lower as investors take a breather after stocks there hit record levels Friday. Some waiting for a policy decision coming from the European Central Bank Thursday. Also, some much-watched numbers out this week include earnings Tuesday for streaming company Netflix, IBM, and oil field services group Halliburton. U.S. markets closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday, but futures are lower for tomorrow's open. Those protests in France against pension reform have taken its toll. According to the French economy minister, the cost, a tenth of a percentage point in growth of its GDP in one quarter. And a report out from the charity group Oxfam says the world's 2,153 billionaires hold more wealth than the world's 4.6 billion people combined. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Can you eat solar energy? The sun provides us with the cleanest and most pure form of energy, and plants are able to take the energy and lock it into a chemical bond. That captured energy is clean solar energy. So how can you get that same solar energy inside your body? When you eat fruits and vegetables, you are actually absorbing that same stored solar energy into your system. What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
My husband, he passed away, and I just really started feeling run down, and I thought, I got to go back on Balance of Nature, and it has really helped me. I've really gotten my energy back.
I'm feeling great. It's a great product. My energy level is up. I have cut back on my blood pressure medicine and on my arthritis medicine, and I'm feeling real, real good. I don't think I'll ever be without it again.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning, 726. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, what are you listening to this show for? Lady, hi! No, listen, Route 22 Toyota. When you go to Route 22 Toyota, you don't have to deal with dummies. You have no back and forth, no hidden fees. Alex Kinsella is your man. You're going to meet Iggy over there, Iggy Giuffre. What a great guy. I mean, really, true guy, great guy that cares about you. And then Carmelo, and then Johnny and Chris over there, and Alex offering you that 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. What do I always tell you that, right? We want you to experience now the smart way to service. So Alex wants you to give this call. Here, he came up with this concept. You got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. I'll give you the 735 because I am Joey Generosity. How are you? Where are you from? Joey Generosity here. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. You know what? If you're not working today, this is the day, maybe. I'm just saying. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. If you're one of the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes plus, 855-621-9949. You like that sense of urgency that I do when I whisper it? Like you're going to go, what did you say, Joe? What did you say? Well, I said 855-621-9949. Get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Are you kidding me? From Route 22 Toyota? You check out this brand new showroom, brand spanking new customer lounge, state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Forget about it. You got to go to Route 22 Toyota. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
Show on the radio, 728 on this Martin Luther King Day. John Burnett, a founder and CEO of One Empire Group, former Republican candidate for New York City Comptroller, co-chairman of the New York State Republican Party's Public Affairs and Policy Committee. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Always good to be here. How are you?
Good, man. We're doing good. We're here. We're working. And I know, you know, and I don't want to be patronizing. And I said, John, did you book John Burnett because he's black, because it's Martin Luther King Day? And Frankie took a moment and said, Frank took a moment and went, yes, actually, that's why I did it.
No, we've had him on days when it's not Martin Luther King Day.
Hey, if it's Columbus Day, I want to be booked somewhere. I want to be booked somewhere. I want to be on the Italian Day. I want to be booked. Come on, John. Yeah, no, you're.
I love you guys.
We love you back, man. And you're a great patriot. That's what I love about you. And you are one of the most prominent black Republicans in the state, maybe even in the country, John, on this Martin Luther King Day. Well, no, it's true, man. On Martin Luther King Day today, how do you think black voters fit into today's Republican Party, John?
You know, the thing is that the Republican Party is really stands on traditional values. And when you look at blacks just in general, blacks are inherently conservative. However, given the fact that what happened in the 1960s, some say it was a plot by the Democratic Party to pass the Civil Rights Bill. And, you know, President Lyndon Baines Johnson allegedly said at the time that, you know, once he passes this bill, then, you know, blacks will be voting Democrat for the next, you know, 100, 200 years,
right,
whatever he said.
Right, right.
But, you know, but the thing is that when you look at freedom of speech, freedom to actually live out your life the way you want with respect to investments, growing wealth, and doing so many other things, you know, this is the party that really speaks to what blacks really want. You know, when I talk to my Democratic friends,
yeah,
this summarizes it, Joe. When I talk to my Democratic friends, they never talk about markets. They never talk about investments. They never really talk about really the American dream as it intended to be with respect to our modern day history. And when you look around the globe, when you go throughout Asia, Africa, Latin America, Europe, everyone's trying to get to America. Why? So that way they can plant that seed. And when you look at our educational system, they're not talking about freedom. They're not talking about, you know, investments, owning your own business, really planting that seed of generational wealth. Yeah. And I think we have to not only change the conversation in the community in the places of worship, in our schools, but we also have to change it in our homes and in the individual.
Amen. Amen. So true. And now I could see that President Trump is resonating with the black community, John. I mean, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that he's got a 30% approval on black American voters. And now he's got the opportunity zone. Because what I always got upset, you know, I've worked with the at-risk community for many, many years, John, that we've talked about this. And then but I didn't see anything happening in the previous administration before the Trump administration. Now Donald Trump has these opportunity zones, and he's working with black pastors within the inner cities. This is monumental and epic. And
absolutely.
Yeah, we don't hear about it, man.
You know what, Joe? Put an S on administrations, right? They haven't done anything. And to tie your point to my previous points, you know, one of the quotes by MLK Jr. is that we may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And I think that's what President Trump realizes is that, you know, we have to actually speak and do for everyone. And like you said, he's reaching out. You know what? You know, people are talking about polls and all these numbers. Those things are great. But you know what? You know how I do my polls, Joe? Yes. I go to the barbershop. Right?
Yeah.
Walk in the barbershop, local community.
Yeah.
That's when you really get the pulse of what black America's thinking about. And you know what? I don't really like, even the ones that are not on Twitter, right? You know, I don't necessarily go for everything Trump says, but you know what? I like what he's doing and I like what he's saying. You know what? The thing is, that he's talking about the issues that we want people to know and we want people to address.
Yeah. John, before
so that's why
No, you're right. I hear you. Go ahead.
That's why Trump's numbers are going up. And you know what? There's a lot, just like there were a lot of, you know, whites and others afraid to say that, you know what, I'm voting for Trump in 2016. There'll be a lot of blacks voting for Trump in 2020.
Amazing. So you're young, man. And when Martin Luther King getting assassinated, I mean, as a black man, and now in the Republican Party, but in public office, you know, and helping out, and now working with the One Empire Group. I mean, and I know as a baby boomer watching this great man in Martin Luther King assassinated. And now people seem to be these days, they're whining, they're complaining, and they play the race card. I mean, that infuriates me as a white guy. How does that make you feel as a young black man, John?
You know, I was born a year after he was assassinated. And when I hear people, my father was born in 1925, so I was raised with, you know, with conservative values, right?
Yeah.
And when I hear people complain, my father said, you know what? Don't tell me, show me. Everything was about what you can do, personal responsibility, not victimhood, not blame game. My father would say, you know what, boy, create your own breaks in life. And I'm hearing that at 5 years old. I'm like, what does this mean, right? So when I get older, all that wisdom, the conservative wisdom, the stuff that Martin Luther King represented, you know, that's really what really sparked my life. And those values is what I live by, you know, to build my career and what I still live by today.
Yeah. God bless you for that, man. Hey, so what do you think? What do you think about the 2020 race with this on the Democratic side, John, before we let you go, man? It's kind of crazy. Watch. I like the upset. I love the drama. But I mean, is Biden? They keep saying all news yesterday. I know it's going to be today. Oh, the black community loves Joe Biden. I don't know. Is it Joe Biden? What are you thinking? What are you feeling out there, John?
I guess in the black community viewpoint, Joe Biden is the best of the worst, right?
But
when you look at it, the way this is going down, I think it's going to be a brokered convention. No one candidate will have the number of delegates necessary to automatically win. And I think it's going to be chaos. And Bloomberg, he's going to be there ready to buy votes and give it over to someone that he wants. So don't be surprised if Hillary gets back in the race.
Oh, man. Now, you know what? I think the lot to what you just said. John Burnett is right there. John, thanks for your commitment to the community. Founder and CEO of One Empire Group. We always appreciate it and wish you all the best on this Martin Luther King Day, John. All the best, and let's talk soon, my friend.
You got it, buddy. Take care, guys.
All right. There's a John Burnett right there. Piscopo in the Morning, 736. Your phone calls are always welcome at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
22 degrees at 737. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are numerous events in the city today honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mayor de Blasio will deliver remarks at the Brooklyn Academy of Music at noon today. On Staten Island and in Manhattan and Queens, hundreds are volunteering their time to clean up parks in Dr. King's honor. The Museum of the City of New York will hold a scavenger hunt for children to teach them about Dr. King's role in the civil rights movement. The Brooklyn Society for Ethical Culture will hold an event for children and parents about Dr. King's life. State police are investigating after a New York man was found shot to death in Bergen County. Troopers announced last night the victim, Luis Perez, driving on Interstate 80 in Lodi early Saturday when a vehicle allegedly pulled up next to his and opened fire. Perez and his passenger were both struck. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The unidentified passenger is listed in stable condition at an area hospital despite suffering serious injuries. Anyone with related information is asked to contact the State Police Major Crimes North Unit with details. In sports, Islanders fall in a shootout against the Hurricanes 2-1. Rangers lose to the Blue Jackets 2-1. The Chiefs beat the Titans in the AFC Championship game 35-24, while the 49ers took care of the Packers 37-20 in the NFC Championship game. So it'll be the Chiefs and 49ers in 2 weeks in Miami for the Super Bowl. Sports is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Looks like if you're heading over to the LIRR on a regular weekday schedule for today, Metro North on an enhanced Saturday schedule. Also, New Jersey Transit is on a weekend schedule for today. New York City subways running on a regular schedule. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland all very light. East River crossings moving okay as well. Heading to the outbound side of the Gowanus, getting down past the Prospect. It's an accident with all lanes subject to closure. So watch for that one on the outbound Gowanus by the Prospect. Over on 80 West, exit 57 into Patterson, an accident still being clear from that spot as well. Sunny today, high of 32. Sunny tomorrow with a high going up to 34. And Wednesday sunshine, high of up to 38. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
What happened, Frank? On what has happened? Should I? Is this something?
No, I was just saying Peter King is calling for the 1951 Giants championship to be vacated.
Yeah, that was great. That was so funny. That way, did I retweet that? I think I liked it. It was so funny because now you can't call back. I think Rick Klein was right. Hey, remember Mario Perillo? Everybody remembers Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy. Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence, operating for 75 years, serving over 1 million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees that you will have the vacation of a lifetime. We know it. Oh, you know it, too. But that's the Perillo promise. Did you know, by the way, that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades? You got to discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. I've been there. It's like breathtaking, right? But with Perillo, I did not go with Perillo. With Perillo, you get oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. Each island is unique with its own personality. Choose from the 7-day two-islander tour or the 10-day three-islander tour, both guaranteed to please. And both are all-inclusive vacations. You can also add on the Big Island optional extension with 3 additional nights in paradise. Visit PerilloTours.com, please. Be sure to watch all the videos Steve has put together for your enjoyment. Hear firsthand from happy travelers and the wonderful experiences they've all had, that we have all had, taking a Perillo tour. I'm so proud to tell you about the Perillo Company. They are a great company. It's a family company. I invite you to call today for the new 2020 Italy or Hawaii brochure at 888-PERILLO. It's 888-PERILLO. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Want a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep? Larry Elder here. Resolve to help protect your identity and personal info with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats to your identity. You see, they see more than what you can see by just monitoring your own credit, like your info on the dark web. And if you have a problem, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists know the steps to take to help resolve your case. After all, only 1 in 5 identity theft victims who had accounts open in their name discovered their theft through a bank or credit card company. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's not only easy to keep, it'll help you protect what you've worked so hard for. Get LifeLock for up to 25% off your first year with promo code ELDER at LifeLock.com. That's promo code ELDER for up to 25% off your first year with promo code ELDER at LifeLock.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
We talk about everything riveting on the show, as you know. We're going to find out who used Al's cup. He's very upset about that. So Eileen Fisher, who was the last in the studio last night, who used Al's teacup? These are the riveting issues of the day. Eileen's on hold. We're going to talk to her in a second. I want to tell you what a joy it is to know the Connors at Connors and Sullivan and the Connors and Sullivan firm. I just had the good fortune. I got to give a shout-out, you know, to our boss, Jerry Crowley, for putting us all together. Got to meet Mike and got to meet Beth, Mike's wife. Oh, can you judge a guy? If you could judge a guy by his wife, you got to give Mike Connors a huge shout-out and accolades because Beth is just spectacular. Louisiana girl, you know. And then I needed to do my estate thing. I told you about that. I need power of attorney. You needed all that, the wills, the trust, the anti-Mamaluke, you know, the addendum that you got to put into your will. No Mamalukes allowed. Well, Mike Connors has all the answers. So if he took care of me and I went there and I called Lisa at 718-238-6500 and then I saw Bridget. Bridget got me to Kelly and to Rose and to Justin and Beth herself and then Mr. Connors. I tell you, you'll feel so comfortable when you go to Brooklyn or Manhattan or any of the Connors and Sullivan offices. Also, you have a free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan. And not planning will hurt your wallet. And you know what? It will hurt your loved ones. That's why I went over to see Mike. And he can help you out the way he helped me out. So call Connors and Sullivan again for a free consult with a lawyer. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 and catch Mike on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer or Saturday mornings at 8 on our sister station AM 570 The Mission.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 745 on AM 970 The Answer. There's a litany of things to get through this morning on the radio. Starting with Martin Luther King Day. We wish you all the best on this Martin Luther King Day. And then there's impeachment stuff. Do we want to go into there? We'll talk Super Bowl. We got it all. And and no one's working today, so it's us. So we could actually kind of we could gear this this train the way we want it to on what track we want it to go on. So Al came in very upset because someone used his cup. I am a germaphobe. If someone used my cup, I would throw the cup away. If it was, even if it was a family heirloom, I found a sock in my hotel room last night when I got in. It was not my sock.
Oh, it was your hotel room? Oh. I thought it was the office here.
No. That would have really creeped me out. It creeped me out enough in the hotel room. And I just didn't want to touch the sock. I threw it away. And now, this is how the germaphobe I am. The fact that that sock, that stranger's sock, that housekeeping did not pick up, that is in my trash in my hotel room is creeping me out. It's because it's somebody else's sock there. I can't wait for you know, housekeeping to come in and hopefully take care of it. But when you walk in, and then you got your cup that you use all the time, and someone puts their lips on the cup, it's all right. But then I said to Al, but it's Eileen Fisher's.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. We're okay. Going to investigate.
Eileen was kind enough to call us this early in the morning. Eileen, how are you doing this morning? Good morning. Thanks for checking in.
Good morning. Happy Martin Luther King Day. But I am so grossed out that you guys would think I would use his cup. Like, the thought that I would use his cup.
I think it was appealing. I think if you could use my, I'll tell you right on the air, you could use my cup any day, Eileen. I would take a sip out of my cup after you use my cup, Eileen Fisher. Are you kidding me?
You know, Joe, when I first walk in the room, I always feel your energy, yeah. And I always get so excited for you boys being in there. And I'm so nice because I'm always like, I feel honored that the three of you boys are there. However, the thought of using his cup, just like, I thought you guys were going to call me about Valentine's Day. Frank was going to tell me he had his first fight with his wife.
Yeah, you got a cup? No, Eileen.
I want you to throw up.
Eileen hosts a show Sunday night. It's called Heart Match Me. It's a big hit show on the station. Everybody loves Eileen. So Al's got to weigh in now. So we're trying to get to the bottom of it. So you didn't see the cup around. Al,
there are people that use the studio over the weekend.
Yeah.
Eileen happens to be one of them. So does Frank.
Yes.
So does the show on Fridays, the tapes here, a Moneymaker show, whatever it is. So somebody over the weekend put tea in my coffee cup. Used
Ew.
It, and then left the tea in there. So,
well, good news. I don't drink tea. I just drink black coffee or
good.
Tequila.
All right. Okay. So,
well,
that takes her out.
Could it have been? Al postulated an alternative theory that it might have been
Frank Moreno because he drinks tea.
Well, I know, but I drink caffeine-free herbal tea. That was apparently
And Frank would know not to use your cup.
Yeah, and I would clean it after I used it. But could it have been, Eileen, your engineer? Who engineers your show when you're
well,
here?
Well, Frank, that would be Yuri, and Yuri sits in the – he never comes in the room.
Oh.
And I did have a bunch of people. Now, just to tell you guys two things, I had three guests. Actually, four yesterday. Mm. Nobody had tea. Everybody was either hungover or late. And literally, everyone got in. Now, Al, the only thing I could have left there was a wrapper of a hall because I started to cough in the middle. That's all.
There was no wrapper in
so
the middle.
So walk me through this, kids. Now, hold on. So Frankie would never do it because Frankie would know not to do it.
Well, I would do it, but I have my own mind. All right, I use the Idala Batuna
and Kemen. It could have been Friday night, but Frank, you didn't see the tea.
But I wasn't looking for it.
Sunday morning when you did your show.
I wasn't looking for it.
So it may have been there.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, honey.
So when I walked in last night, there was a newspaper opened with the Post. Mm. Somebody was in there before me. They had, like,
yeah, that was me. That was me.
All right.
Oh.
The Post is my thing. So Friday night, maybe, yeah?
But it's somebody who sits in this chair where I sit, who was drinking the tea.
I sit there.
Right, okay.
I sit there.
So Frank also sits here.
But I drink black coffee only.
Yeah, right, so Eileen only drinks black coffee.
So who's in Friday night? You said Friday night?
But again, why would you use somebody else's coffee mug when there are paper cups in the kitchen? There are paper cups in the kitchen.
Ew.
I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't use it because it was someone else's. But if it was mine and someone else used it, I would give it away. Unless you used it, Eileen.
Now, what would you share with me? What would you share with me, Joe?
I'm sorry. I can't hear. Something wrong with my headphones. Broken up.
Yeah. Frank, what would you share with me?
Anything you ask.
Okay, Eileen Fisher. Eileen, happy Martin Luther King Day. We will talk to you as we come into Valentine's Day. And we will let you know what's going on. What are you doing up so early? Just for us, you got up this early?
What do you mean? I've been up. I get up when Frank texts me. I'm up at 5:45. I was going to go to the gym, but I'm sitting here down. I already went grocery shopping. Now I'm going to run on the treadmill. Because, Joe, if you knew how much tequila. Now, if Al said there was a little bit of smell of tequila, that would have been me. Because yesterday was not a good day for me.
You know what? You got to listen Sunday late afternoons with Eileen Fisher, Heart Match Me. Eileen, we love you. We love you, girl.
It's a terrific show, by the way. It gives a lot of great advice.
And I'm hearing great things.
And it's fun. It's really entertaining.
And we appreciate
you. Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Thank you. Love you, too, Eileen. Thank you so much for the investigatory work. I still don't know. We got to find out.
All right, so now we've narrowed the suspects.
So clearly it was a coworker that works here.
So you believe her explanation, right, that she has?
She only drinks coffee.
Yeah, she does.
So now we're down to Hillary Kramer, who does the financial show.
No, I've already confirmed that with Pevelina.
Oh, did you?
Incorrect.
All right.
She only drinks Starbucks and brings her own in. So.
I did notice that.
Wait, you confirmed that with Pavelina?
Yeah.
Full-scale investigation.
He's doing investigation while we're on the air.
It's my cup. It's gross. Why would you touch it? So that means somebody that was here over the weekend, whether it was a show that's here. I know there's a new show that's here on the weekends or Cyber something or whatever. What? Maybe it was one of those people or a coworker
Frank,
that works
what were you
here.
Say?
Well, so she's out. Hillary Kramer's out. Okay. Could have been Yuri.
Yeah.
Or it could have been whoever was in Master Control. But I don't see them leaving the mug there if it was in Master Control.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the guests on one of the
shows. You know, this is great. It's great
Filthy that animals
all the radio stations are off today because we have riveting, riveting news that we talk about. Al's cup. Who used Al's cup?
If you have a theory about who used Al's cup.
Hey, you know what I got to find, Debbie, is Hank.
Yeah.
Hank Rapport got me this great baseball card.
It
was
fabulous.
A gold Babe Ruth card. And I wanted Hank's permission to be able to maybe hand it off to Ed Henry because I'm doing America's Newsroom later. And Ed's got his first day today with Sandra Smith. That's a big – he's going to do 3 hours with Sandra Smith. It's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to pass that on, but I want to get permission. Can you give away a gift that someone gave? I think that's okay, right? If you get permission from the person who gave you the gift originally.
Probably, yeah, reach out to Hank, you know, and just make sure that he's cool with it. I think he would be. He's a pretty cool dude.
I know. If it's too valuable, then I'm not going to give it away. So I got to make sure, you know, I mean, I love Ed, but you know what I'm saying.
Hey,
7:53, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise? Right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening. First of all, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, so alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. LIRR on a regular weekday schedule. Metro North on a Saturday schedule. New Jersey Transit on a weekend schedule. PATH Train on a Saturday schedule. Now, if you're going to be heading to the subways, subways on a regular weekday schedule. No problems on the subways this morning. Let's see what's happening on 80 West out by exit 57 into Patterson. It's an accident there. 287 North, exit 6 up through Piscataway, an accident as well. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly on the New Jersey Turnpike North, getting up by exit 8. Looks like some debris over in the truck lanes to contend with. Outbound Gowanus, an accident cleared over by the Prospect. And over on the island, watch out over on Echo Ave into Miller Place Road in Miller Place with an accident at the intersection. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
5 minutes before 8 o'clock, there are so many LASIK surgery centers today. It's hard to know what to trust, who to trust, right? Well, let me tell you about a place you can trust, Dello Russo Laser Vision. Dr. Joe Dello Russo, what a great guy. I had a great chance to talk with the doctor and learn his history, you know, where his family came from, how he was brought up in Manhattan, then he went out to Jersey. And he personally pioneered the LASIK procedure, you know that, right? And maintains his status as the expert in the industry. Dr. Joe has lectured on the procedure all over the world, and year after year, the Dello Russos perform more LASIK procedures than any other practice in the country. That's why today the Dello Russo brand is synonymous with LASIK. People come from all over the world for the Dello Russo standard of excellence. In fact, Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al got their eyes done by Dr. Dello Russo, and they were going to do yours truly, but it turns out I don't need it. You know that? This is I went in last week to get a what they call a LASIK consultation from Dr. Dello Russo himself, from the legend, right? He said, you know what? You don't need it, Joe. You don't need the LASIK surgery. And I had a thorough eye exam. And I appreciate that because a lot of places would just take the money and do the surgery. Am I right? Right? But they're in it to do the right thing, the Dello Russos are. It will benefit. If you think you will benefit from LASIK, they'll tell you. If they think you won't benefit like me, they'll tell you that as well. It works. Over 98% of patients treated see 20/20, and the majority see better than that, often 20/15. Dello Russo does more than LASIK. They're eye experts. They offer regular eye exams, frames, lenses, cataract screenings, and removals, everything. Dello Russo is an old-fashioned family practice with four centers, including New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Long Island. Trust only the best with your vision. Do what I did. Call Dello Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Dello Russo. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, DelloRusso.com. Hey, Joe Lumberg is out there. Joey, you're right on the money with that weather. The snow kind of came a little bit, a couple inches. That was it, went away, and I appreciate that very much. Did you get a lot where you are? You're kind of in snow area, yes?
I actually got less. I probably had barely an inch and a half, and then it turned to some ice, and then It melted a little bit late Saturday night, and then the wicked winds of winter came howling in yesterday. It was just so cold yesterday.
It was cold. It was even cold. I mean, Otis, my dog, a Bernese Mountain Dog, he loves the cold, but it was even too cold for him, I think. What are we looking like rest of the day and rest of the week, Joe?
Cold and dry. In fact, the week as a whole is just dry. Temperatures today will struggle to get to freezing, maybe mid-30s tomorrow. Approaching 40 degrees on Thursday, probably still in the 30s. And then above 40 Thursday and Friday with some sunshine giving way to clouds these days.
There's respite. We only got about a month of this, right, Joey? Pretty soon. And we're going to get it done.
We're already halfway through winter.
Thank you. Joe Lundberg right there. 7:58, couple minutes away from 8 o'clock. Jen Kearns, a noted Republican strategist, will join us. Giada Valente is a friend. She's going to join us as well. And you always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines on this Martin Luther King Day. It's Piscopo on the radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
22 degrees and 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD cops searching for the gunman who shot two people inside an Upper Manhattan restaurant early this morning. Bullets flew around 5 a.m. inside the Floridita restaurant on 10th Avenue in Inwood. One man took a bullet to the torso. Woman was shot in the leg. Their injuries are not life-threatening. Ketchup maker Heinz is scoring big with football fans. It's offering to reimburse flight change fees for anyone who bought a ticket to Miami to see the Super Bowl. Company tweeted, if your team doesn't make it, not all hope is lost. Heinz will cover all but 57 cents as a reference to their 57 varieties. Fans can enter online at Heinz57FlightChange.com starting today. The Kansas City Chiefs go up against the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54 on February 2nd.